You know those conversations that light you up, fill your soul, and are full of so much love, transparency, and authenticity? Oh, they are just so life-giving. That is exactly what I am bringing you today on the Seeing Your Inner Brilliance podcast. I am so excited to introduce today's guest to you. Her name is Enbel Claudio. She was instantly one of my friends, to be honest with you. It was one of those divine connections where we got on Zoom and it was like, oh, you're a mom, you're doing your thing. It was so beautiful. And Enbel, let me say this. Enbel, she is a mom of three. She is a creator and founder of her own social platform, which is just so cool. She's also a candle maker and owner of a candle company. And more than anything, it's the energy of this conversation that I am just so honored to bring to you today because I know that us big dreamers, us high achievers, us people in this world who are doing big shit and going after our goals, staying in this energy of being lit up, of having our soul on fire, it just does something. I can literally feel the fire rising inside of me as I introduce this, that it is just something that we need. It feeds our soul like none other. So let's just dive straight into it today. And I know that after this, you are about to go from 0 to 60 with whatever you're working on, or maybe it's more like 60 to 120. Just get ready to be inspired and lifted up. So, boom, here we go. And Bill, thank you for being here. I'm so excited to talk to you. Oh my goodness, I just admire you so much. Like right now, you are expecting a baby in 3 weeks. You have your daughter, who is napping right now, and then you've also started your own business, which we will definitely get into because I think it's the coolest thing ever. And Bill, I just feel so honored and privileged to have you on Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. What a sweet intro. I'm like speechless. All moms are in the same boat, right? It's like if you're building a business and you have one or 10 children, we're all in the same boat. We're all incredible. So thank you so much for having me. I love what you do. I love the energy that you bring into everything. So I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Yay! And I love how you said that about moms. You know, this wasn't necessarily what we had planned to talk about, but let's just call it out and give all moms listening a big freaking high five, big hug for doing the thing, whatever the thing looks like. Like my son is in his room right now playing. My daughter's working on a project, and we can do it. We are those women who can do it. We are worthy of it. It is possible. Maybe it doesn't look exactly like our own moms did it. Maybe we don't know anybody else who is doing it, but we can be those women. We can be those women who pour into ourselves, who level up in our careers and in our family life. And I have chills right now. I am so fired up. We get to be those women, and it is such a freaking honor to do it.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why podcasts like this, where people talk about it and communities and just like being surrounded by other people who are doing the same thing, like especially as a mom entrepreneur, they're so important. So yeah, yesterday, just like totally side note, fun fact. Yesterday, both my girls woke up at 5:45. At 5:50, one of them decided to start throwing up. So it was like, I looked at my husband, I'm like, and mind you, I have like a hair appointment. So I was like, am I gonna have to miss my hair appointment? I'm gonna have to like reschedule meetings, all this stuff. Thank God she threw up like 7 times. We slowly gave her like food and liquid and she was fine and everything was hunky dory. But it's like that's the first thing that like the mom is always the one that has to like reschedule, like change plans, do this. So yeah, I mean, just things happen and we have to adjust. And it's just so much easier when you have other people to like connect with and talk to about it.
Oh my gosh, you are so right. And you probably more than anybody know and really see the value and the impact and the benefit of having community. So if you will, talk to us about Like-Minded Collective, and let's just get into that community piece a little bit.
Yeah. So Like-Minded Collective is my business. It is a social networking platform for women entrepreneurs. Very plain and simple. It is a tech startup. It is completely custom. It is completely free. And you can go on there, create a profile, message, search, ask business questions, ask personal questions. We really thrive on building genuine friendships, and then business comes. And that's just like our motto. I love hosting events. We do monthly networking events. We do weekly co-working sessions, all free. And then we have workshops that are on a paid subscription, but there's always a free option for female founders to gain resources, to connect with other moms. You can search by industry. You can search by categories. It's just a very welcoming place. And I built it after being a founder of a different company, a candle company, and just needing that for myself. So I've basically like grown this business and had it evolve with me as a business owner. And I've made such incredible friendships and connections with women, from moms to just like other like tech founders to women who are raising capital. It's just been the most incredible thing because I've built a platform that I'm utilizing too.
Oh my goodness. And I can tell you that from my personal experience, I have loved Like-Minded Collective and diving into it so far. And it is such an incredible resource that you have created. And when you were telling your story, what I think one of the reasons, not only are you absolutely genuine and you are just so fun, you're like one of those people. I remember when we first connected, we just hopped on and completely geeked out about mom things and connected in that way. You know what I mean? And the other thing was that my mom was also in tech. And I know from her experience that it's a tough industry to be in as a woman. We can just call it like it is, how it's male dominated. And so you are totally kicking ass in this department, and you are doing it with almost three little ones. You are so inspiring. So inspiring.
It's wild. And I will tell you though, like the importance of having women who are in the same space as you is so important, because the women that I connect with on LinkedIn, the women that I connect with in like a different Slack group that I'm in, they're tech founders, you know? And it's just so cool. And like Twitter, for example, too, like that's where you find people in the tech industry. And so it's just been so nice, because there's always this like, and I quote, like 2% of women get funding, and the tech industry is so male dominated. And it is. That's why you need to surround yourself with the women, right? To where like you're being empowered. You see like what these incredible women are doing in tech and fundraising. And when you see people doing what you want to do, there's nothing more empowering than like connecting with them, asking them questions, and they love helping because they want to grow the user count in like the tech space, right? And like the fundraising. So it's just been super, super cool to just immerse myself in that industry.
I bet. And whether I know like tech is not my thing, you know what I mean? And I know that not everybody is in tech, but I know for a fact that the listeners can very much relate to maybe it's branching into an industry that is also male dominated. Maybe it is creating something entirely from scratch that you haven't seen before, except in the imagination of your mind. Maybe it is leveling up far beyond a level that anybody in your family has reached. You know what I mean? Going into those next levels, doing those next things. Can you talk to us a little bit about, from your experience, like what are the lies and, you know, the negative thoughts or the insecurities that were maybe bombarding you or that you faced as you blazed your trail?
Yeah. I mean, I love how you use past tense because it still happens every single day, right? It's like a very present tense situation. And like this goes for any entrepreneur, right? It's like imposter syndrome. You get negative thoughts in your head. Like, am I really meant to do this? Am I supposed to do this? Am I the one who should be doing it, right? do I have the abilities to? And I think it's just all about looking at the impact that you're making, right? And it could be as small as like a message that you get on Instagram, or as big as like seeing, I just got a testimonial from this woman who's been a part of my platform for like a year, and she connects with people and learns so much every single month and implements. So it's like things like that where I save them. And then whenever I do have these thoughts, which happens a lot, I go back to those feelings, right? Or those reminders, like people are benefiting from what I'm doing. People are like connecting and building relationships and having podcast swaps and growing their business. And if they have the idea to quit their business and they show up to an event and they don't, like that is a huge win for me too, right? Because they're getting the support that they need. So, I mean, the thoughts that come in my head are like very common, I'm sure, for so many entrepreneurs, right? Like, this is insane, right? First of all, what I'm doing is crazy. Am I spending all this time putting together something and like people want to pay for it? That's great. And then I'm also offering like low ticket strategy sessions and people are paying for that. And I'm like, wow, I help people on calls and it's just wild, you know? So it's just like, there's so many negative thoughts, but I think that's so normal. And it's just about reworking those negative thoughts. I had somebody actually, I listened to a podcast and this was a great reminder that even people who are CEOs of $9 billion companies are like thinking that people are going to find out that they're imposters. They're like, people are going to find out I'm a fraud. Like, I don't even know how I'm building this company. And this is like the CEO founder of a $9 billion company. So it is completely normal. And you just have to reframe and rework and just realize like you are meant to do what you're doing and just keep going.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I absolutely love that. I hear external breadcrumbs or your external lifelines that you can tap it back into. And then also before you see those physical results or you hear that feedback, you use the word impact. And so often, for me at least, when I hear the word impact, I think of an external impact of how, you know, you and I both are on a path of changing the world and creating a universal shift and all of these things. What about the impact that it's making within ourselves? And a lot of times, I mean, I know that it's definitely super duper powerful when we can do that. And then also, oh my goodness, I just lost my train of thought. Yes, it's powerful when we can do that. Maybe when we don't have the physical results. Oh, and it's also something that is totally looked over, or we don't even think about that. We, again, from my experience, from my clients' experience, you know, when we're ambitious, it's like, okay, what are we doing? What are the external things? What are we doing? How much money, how much impact, you know, all of these external things. And then we completely forget, what about me? Like, I'm waking up so much happier each and every morning. I don't flip out on my kids as much because I have something of my own, all of these things inside of us. So I wanted to, mention that because it came up for me.
Yeah, 100%. And that's so true, right? It took me 2.5 years to build Like Minded Collective. And that is like, it's a long time, right? To build something to pour money into, and tech is not cheap. And like, I was pregnant and had another baby in the meantime with all the emotions. And my husband would, because I didn't have this community before, my husband was the one who like kept cheering me on and rooting me on and telling me not to quit, right? So like, you need those people in your life to kind of remind you like why you're doing what you're doing, because sometimes you don't have a community yet. You're just alone. And like, that's the importance of finding people. So yeah, it is 100%. I mean, my first company is a candle company, which I may have mentioned a few minutes ago, but I just like do not love making candles. I love the way that people react to the candles, right? And like the feeling it gives them. But I hate making candles. With Like Minded Collective, I love the whole process. So it's just such a shift in like waking up and being so excited to work, like you were saying, that it was easier for me to continue and not quit without seeing those tangible results yet, because I had people rooting me on too. So yeah, 100%. It's about impact before the impact to yourself before actually seeing the results.
Oh my goodness. You are absolutely on fire. Yes, yes, yes. I absolutely love that. And wasn't your husband overseas?
Yeah. So like the first year that I was building Like Mind Collective, he was gone for 6 months and my daughter and I moved in with my parents. And oh, it was COVID. God. It was like March 20. He deployed late February 2020. So for the first 6 months of COVID, we were, but it was nice for me. It was like really good because everybody was home. So I was able to like Zoom with people that I would never meet with. Zoom became a thing, right? And like so many more people were readily accessible for me to connect with and ask questions and build my business. Whereas before, I probably would have had to like go and drive to people and like take time when having a 6 month old is not the most ideal situation to do that. So as a mom, it was really beneficial for me.
Oh my goodness. And can we just pause and give a shout out to the husbands or partners or spouses, family members in our lives who are completely fanning our flame and cheering us on? Because I know from having people in my corner and then feeling like I don't have anybody in my corner, just the power and the benefit behind that. So I want to take a moment and acknowledge those people in our lives. And then what about...
I want to add on to something that really fast, that's super important too. Something that my husband told me when I wanted to quit, I was like, you know, we're spending money, like our savings essentially on like building this business. And sometimes it just feels like it's not worth it, right? Like this is before I launched. And he's like, you have to look at it as like you're getting your MBA, right? You are putting money into educating yourself and learning while building this business. It's a hands-on MBA. And I like totally had to like listen to that. And I keep repeating it to myself because it's so important. And that goes with anything that you put financially into your business. Like you are investing in your education, right? You're not necessarily going to college and taking a course and paying tuition and buying the books. You are getting hands-on business entrepreneurial experience. So it's so important to kind of like think of it that way, as opposed to like, oh, I'm just like wasting money. Because in all reality, I could have gotten a job, a way better job doing something in tech now than I could 3 years ago, right? So I invested in myself, I invested in my business, and it's a different way to kind of like look at that situation.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Isn't it so funny how because of our programming and our conditioning, just the way that our society is set up, that investing thousands, tens of thousands, for some people, even hundreds of thousands into our education and doing something that we don't necessarily know if we want to do, investing in something that we aren't passionate about. But then when it becomes our time to really dive into doing the thing that keeps us up at night because it excites us so much, then there is so much entanglement of, am I worth it? Can I do this? Am I wasting money? I'm not seeing the direct return of investment on it. And it's such, I'm not going to use the word, but it's a mind F.
It is, but I honestly think it goes both ways, right? There's so many people out there now that are charging so much money that may not be a good fit for a lot of people, right? And so people hear these stories, like I've talked to so many people who are like, oh my gosh, I wasted thousands of dollars on coaches who were not for me until I found the right one, right? So it's about doing research, and this all boils back to having people in the same space as you, because those are the people that you're going to ask for referrals from. Those are the people that are going to share their experience with coaches and masterminds and courses and workshops. Like, you want to build relationships with people who are one or two steps ahead, who can guide you so you don't make those mistakes. Because everybody knows, as an early stage entrepreneur, your funds are very minimal, right? So you need to put those funds where you're going to get the best ROI. And the best way to do that is to talk to people and hear about their experiences.
Amen. Amen. And can I just add on to that, that when we're looking to make moves within our desires and our businesses, whatever that looks like, truly going to the like-minded people in our lives for that advice. If somebody has never been a millionaire, doesn't desire to be a millionaire, isn't a business owner, doesn't desire to be a business owner, doesn't enjoy speaking, I mean, I could go on and on and on. Why are we going to go to them for advice?
100%. Mic drop.
Oh my goodness. I'm absolutely loving this conversation. We've touched on community. We've touched on investing in ourselves and the past and present, whys and negative thoughts that come up for us and how we can walk through them. And now I'm really curious, because when you were living at home with your parents and you were building like-minded collective, your husband was overseas, there is a very physical reality day today, part of that of feeding the baby, you know what I mean? And so how did you just keep going? How did you, whether it's finding the motivation, you know, and I know that just finding motivation, that's not even a thing. That's totally an illusion. You know what I mean? But just how did you tap into that energy and that drive to keep going?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And my daughter and I like shared a room too. Don't ask me why we did that. There was like plenty of room, but like her crib was right next to my bed. So like at 4 a.m., she's always in my bed instead of like me waking up and feeding. So it was like the sleep was crap. But I did it because I always carved out time for myself. And I think that's so important. Like, I worked out every single day. I went for a run during COVID before gyms reopened. And I prioritized myself. And I will say that I lost that the last year, like 2022. And that was my New Year's resolution for 2023, is to prioritize myself again. It happens as a mom, right? You like slowly start to lose yourself. You don't prioritize yourself, especially as a business owner, because the hours in the day, there's not enough. But I think really prioritizing myself back then, I only had one, and I had all the help in the world, because like you said, I was living with my parents. It really helped me kind of like do some self-care. And I realized how important that is. And that's why 2023 is like the year I'm back to that. And it's such a shift, because you have to be selfish at times. And as moms, we feel guilty for being selfish. But like you said earlier, like, you want to be a better mom, you have to prioritize yourself first. And it sounds kind of backwards, but that's so true.
Absolutely. So what is prioritizing yourself? What does that look like for you? I know that looks different for everybody.
Yeah. So for me, it's saying no a lot of times. Like my, for example, my daughter was throwing up, right? Like I was saying yesterday, but I would have asked my husband to stay home from work so I could get my hair done. And I don't ask for like crazy things like that ever. So for me to ask, he would absolutely say yes. Because he knows like I need that time for myself. And it's also like being okay with changing the structure a little bit. Like if my parents want to take my daughter and it's like not, she's not going to get a full meal or she's not going to nap in time or this, you know, it's like letting go of things for me, to prioritize myself, or asking to like work on the weekends with, you know, telling my husband like, hey, listen, I need like 2 hours of work. or to work out and to maybe like not go to a school function for my daughter, you know? So, I mean, there's so many different things as far as a mom, but work-wise, I've said no to connection calls, which normally I would say yes to. I have a baby coming in 3 months. Like, I cannot just give my time to everybody anymore. It just can't happen. And that sucks for me because I love building relationships with people, but I have to say no sometimes because or else my calendar is going to get insane and then the work is not going to get done and then I'm going to feel behind and then that's when I'm a bad mom.
So good. Really owning and honoring you as a person, your desires, the fact that the things that you like, they're important. Mm-hmm. And something for me kind of on that has been a really powerful shift lately is I've noticed that when as a whole family, when we go like last weekend, we went to like a sports academy store and you know, and then we went to Lowe's for my husband and we planned to go to a shoe store for me, but because of timing, mine got kicked to the wayside or whatever. And so just reminding them that you got to go here, you got to go here, and I'm going to get to go here. And we are like, so tomorrow night, we are going to DSW so that I could go shoe shopping and reminding them, my kids have started, I don't know where this habit came from, but every time we go to a store, they're like, Mom, you're not going to buy anything. You are not going to get anything. And which was funny at first, right? But after a little while, I'm like, you get toys. You ask for toys. So why can I not get toys in my form of what toys look like? You know what I mean? Like my desires and actually speaking to them and telling them my desires matter. What I want, it matters. If I'm hungry, me serving myself first, that matters. You know what I mean? So I wanted to add on to that.
Yeah, 100%. And it's funny because like the me serving myself first, like hits home so much, right? Because especially with like little kids, like we just, everything goes to them first. It's like, oh, like they need to eat or they need to do this or like just saying no, like I'm super pregnant, so I can't like hold my daughter as much and saying no to that, which sucks for me. But knowing like, I just can't, right? I cannot hold her and sacrifice like pain for myself and my baby. So it's just, yeah, we matter. You matter. Moms matter. People forget about that.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I have just loved this conversation so much because just through our what we've been talking about, as well as hearing your story, I hope for the listeners listening and for myself, like you completely blast any excuses that come up for us.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's going to have excuses, right? And there's, you know, reasons why you can't do things. But I will tell you this, like all of our events that we have are, we welcome moms. If you're breastfeeding, be on the call. We've had breastfeeding moms. We've had screaming children. We've had sick children. Like if you're building a business, I'm just going to bring this back to business a little bit. If you're building a business, there's going to be a million things to say no to and give your kids as an excuse, but they can't be an excuse anymore. Like you have to prioritize yourself, prioritize your business, and everybody who you're in the room with has to be okay with your kids. And that's like point blank. That's the bottom line because they're there. Right? They're not going anywhere. And you still have to be able to build your business. So never apologize for having your kids. Never apologize for having your kids in the background. I saw you waving off your kids, I think like 5 minutes ago.
I have like 3 or 4 times they keep coming here.
You know, so it's just like, it happens, but like you have to still prioritize yourself, your business, and you're able to do that. You're allowed to 100%.
Oh my gosh. Hallelujah and amen to that. That is the world that is here. That is the world that is coming. We are not here to live two separate lives where our family can't feed into our work and our careers. and our work can't come home. Like, we can do both. We can blend both. And you have created such a beautiful space for us to do that and to continue doing that and doing that together and reminding us that this is the new normal. This is how life gets to be. This is how the life we get to create for ourselves. It is a blessing to be able to breastfeed and do business.
It is. I mean, like, people are asking me, no joke, they're like, so are you taking maternity leave? I'm like, no. How am I going to take maternity leave? I don't have anybody working with me, right? But I am going to turn off my camera if I need to breastfeed. I am going to show up every single workshop and every single event with a baby on me, probably wearing him, bouncing on a ball. I mean, it'll happen. And I want to show people that it's possible, right? It's like, am I going to be like 100% on? No. Am I going to be sleeping fully? No. But I am going to show up because that's all it takes. You just need to show up. And that's it. Just show up and the people in the room will help you push through.
So good. So good. And one more thing I would like to add to that. I feel like we could just go on and on forever. We totally feed off of each other. The one thing I would like to add to that is our showing up, it doesn't have to be 100% all the time. We can allow ourselves, you know, like you're about to have a newborn and you have two other, you know, kids and you have a business and you have a husband and all. So things are going to be shifting. They're going to be changing. And so not expecting ourselves to show up in one season how we did in another season and knowing that we aren't wrong. If we show up, you know, 20% one day and 150% the next day, like, that is beautiful and amazing. And again, we get to do this.
Yeah. And I honestly think it's like all about being transparent when it comes to that and just life in general, like even just talking about it, right? Like, so many people don't bring up their kids when they talk about their business, or they do introductions, they don't tell people that they're a mom. Like, I was just talking to somebody a few weeks ago that I met in real life. And she was like, yeah, when, like, at this company, like, I was there for 5 years. No one knew if somebody had a child or didn't have a child. Like, if you're at a dinner and somebody brings up children, people are like, oh, no, 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 shh. Like, we don't talk about that. And it's like wild, right? But it's so great that the industry that we are in, like, you talk about the kids, you see the kids, you know about the kids, right? And like through social media and everybody now talking about like personal brands and people wanting to get to know you, like, it's a part of who you are. And it's so important to talk about it, because if you're going through something, chances are somebody else is going through the same thing. And it's nice to hear that you're not alone in a boat drowning by yourself.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And then for us to talk about our businesses and what we're doing, age appropriate, development appropriate, of course, but talking about our businesses and our passions with our kids at the level that they can understand, so that you could truly, you're being open and vulnerable, real, raw, transparent to the other people on the outside. And then also you're bringing that same dynamic on the inside and telling your kids what, you know, was exciting in your day. And it's so important for them to hear that.
It is. Yeah. Like, my daughter will help me open up candle jar boxes and stuff. And like, I make the candles in a section of our house. So like, they see it, you know? And it's so cute because like, she wants to help. And like, she knows like mommy has her office and mommy makes candles. And it's just like, I love that, because for me, like, my biggest thing is for them to see that mom can do it all, right? And they can do whatever they put their mind to, and I will support them 100%. And it's just like, it's fun. It's fun for them.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So if you will, you have an amazing gift, an amazing offer for all of the listeners right now, as far as like-minded collective. So is there, yeah, what is that amazing offer? I want you to spill the beans on it.
I don't even remember what offer I told you. Was it 50% off the first month?
Yes, yes, okay, yes.
So the, like I said, the platform is completely free. The networking events are completely free. Co-working is completely free. We do weekly workshops with new business experts who do hot seat coaching, open Q&A. We love talking and asking questions and engaging. So the workshops are on a paid subscription. It's super low ticket. And then we also do a gold subscription, which is a little bit pricier, but still low ticket, where we have two small group brainstorming sessions every single month. So you get broken up into smaller groups. You get like 15 minutes to riff on anything in your business that you need help with me, with other women. And it's just the best way to grow is to brainstorm and strategize with other women in the room. So there's two subscription offers. You get 50% off the first month if you want to try it out. And you can make up a code. You can put it in the show notes. I don't know.
Absolutely.
What code you want.
Absolutely. I will. And I can tell you, Like-Minded Collective, what you've created and what you're doing is just absolutely incredible. I was looking for something as far as like branding or graphic design or whatever. And so I was able to search for that, reach out to the women. They were totally open. I've done that a couple of times. And it's just beautiful. It's like a family. And Inbal, I just, what you've done, truly, I'm going to cry. Tears in my eyes. Like what you have done, what you are doing. Thank you so much for being such a role model for the other women around you and for allowing us to, know, just get behind you and feed off your momentum and what you're doing. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel like the difference is that I've seen what I don't like in other workshops or events. And I hate pre-recorded anything. I hate not being able to talk. I hate not being able to connect and talk about my business. And that's where we differ from everybody else is like, everybody always does an intro. Everybody always connects and networks. And like we give female founders the mic, right? Essentially is what we do because I want to hear from people. I want to listen to what you do. People want to talk about their business and make connections, right? Ask for referrals and things like that. So that's where we differ. Like I really truly feel like women need to speak. They need to promote their business. There has to be a place with no restrictions, no algorithms, just a place to be genuine. And I didn't find that. And so I'm really happy that it resonated.
You created it. We're doing the dang thing. You don't like it, created. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for being here, Inbal. You are amazing.
Thank you so much for having me, likewise.
Yes, yes. Woo! I know that is the gas that you needed today. Oh my goodness. So now that you have listened to this episode in its totality, I want you to go forth in your day, bringing the goodness that you feel, bringing the light and the fuel magic that you feel inside of you, bring it into every little thing that you do in your day. Not because this conversation created that for you and it's like somewhere to be. No, but because that power has been woken up or lit inside of you. And that is your true essence. That is your power. That is you. At your core, you are able to bring this type of energy into every other conversation you have today, every other situation, every other interaction with your kids or your spouse or your family or your friends, whatever it is that you're doing, even if it's graphics, you know, technology, sewing, like whatever you are doing in your day, you have the power. That is your power. Your power is your power. Oh, man. Talk about a Socrates quote. But your power is your power. It doesn't depend on a circumstance. It doesn't depend on things going well for you. It doesn't depend on, you know, the clients and the customers and the sales coming through today in the way that you ideally would like them to. No, it doesn't depend on any of that. It doesn't depend on who understands your dream that you're working towards or who is in your corner, who is lining up to support you. It starts and it ends with you. And now that you feel fully activated and in your flow, I want to empower you to take that into your day. And I know that when we're doing big stuff in the world, when we're going after just really big goals that maybe seem preposterous to other people, there are bound to be doubts and insecurities and upper limits that we face on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes it's like minute by minute or hour by hour of us walking through that. Keep going. Keep connecting to your power. That is what is going to allow you to not only see yourself, to see your own inner brilliance. It's going to fully equip you to be yourself, to not only see yourself, but then to be yourself, and then to bring the fullness of who you are into your dream, into every little thing that you do, whether it's directly related to your dream or whether it's, you know, with your kids, your family, you can bring the fullness of who you are to your dream and what you're working on and what you are working towards. And at that point, there is such a huge shift. From my perspective, it was going from, you know, let's see, how can I explain this? The visual that's coming to me right now is, you know, on a map, let's say on Google, we can pin where we are, and then we can pin where we're going, right? And then we can pin from where, you know, that destination to the other destination. And there are pins. And when we're not anchored in our inherent power, it's like we can go a little bit, and then we need to fuel back up. We go a little bit and fuel back up. But when we are anchored into our inherent power and we are bringing that into our life, and while we're creating, what we're building, what we're expanding and growing, we can go further in needing fuel, because we are our own fuel source. And hopefully you can see the magic in there, the solidity, the alignment, and the satisfaction, the fulfillment of that, that there are less tired days, there are less lonely days, there are less days where you're completely bogged down and in a funk. And so I paint this picture for you because that is fully accessible to you, and I know you are on your journey of getting there. And it's amazing and it's awesome. And I am here to fan your flame. I am here to encourage you. I am here to lift you up and just be that person behind you, standing behind you, rooting for you every step of the way. And when you encounter doubts and insecurities, when negative thoughts come up, like some of which Inbull and I spoke to, of who am I to do this? Can I really do this? Do I have what it takes? You know, what about all of these things going on? Those types of thoughts, when they come up, I am in your corner to help you navigate through those, because, so that they don't drag you down and stop you and hold you back. You can do this. You got this. You are doing so, so incredible. Yes, you just keep doing the dang thing. You keep doing the dang thing. Thank you so much for tuning in to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. I will include Inbull's link to the Like-Minded Collective so that you can get 50% off of the first month. I definitely encourage you to check that out. If you're a female entrepreneur, that's who it is. It was created for. And then let's see, I'll also include, you know, I've been sitting here just talking to you about how I stand behind you. Well, I'm not only communicating that through my words right now, but I have created the foundation and the support system to where you can go to and anchor into, to where you can get that equipping. I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk, meaning that my coaching programs, you know, the ways that you can work with me, the ways that you could go deeper into my world are designed to fully support you no matter where you are in your journey and what you need. So that is exactly what I'm here for. That is my calling. I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in, and keep doing the dang thing.